from Northern California. It's the Penpals.buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
Hello, you have a call at no expense to you from
Brian,
an individual in custody at Dixon Correctional Center. This call will be recorded and subject to monitoring at any time. New tablet messaging will be available Tuesday, April 23rd. Once you have a tablet, your friends and family can sign up online at corelinks.com. That is CORRLINKS. Thank you for using IC Solutions.
Ryan Rice.
How you doing?
Man, so good to talk to you again. Matt, and to tell you, we heard this during the dress rehearsal earlier, but that recording, I mean, you know, we're trying to deliver the authentic prison experience here, and here's this lady on the phone promoting something from April. I mean, what's that, 6 months ago or so?
That's IDOC way, man.
You know, there's probably some guy, and they're like, oh, we should probably take that April recording off, and he's like, yeah, but I'd have to push a button, and I'll do it later. Ryan,
that's how they do things around here.
Man, and it's so frustrating because, you know, just hearing that, it doesn't seem like much, but that's going to translate. People that have been locked up and experienced this, man, that's going to translate to everything. The chow hall, that's going to translate to rec times and you just want to pull your hair out. But we've got Ryan Rice here.
Yeah.
And he's from, you're from Dixon Correctional Center in Dixon, Illinois. And anybody that's been on penpals.buzz, they've seen this guy's picture plastered all over the top right corner of the website in that sexy shaved head, right?
Well, I appreciate you having me here today and having me on your podcast.
Oh, man.
It's a pleasure.
We've been looking forward to this, and I want to ask you a little about your life and your background. Before I do, though, this is kind of stupid. People are gonna think this is just a ridiculous podcast. But you mentioned in your profile, you mentioned that you like women with accents, and my crazy brain, the first thing I thought is, well, I don't have any that are sitting here with me, but AI now is so amazing. So I found a few women here, and they're going to promote you here, Ryan. I don't know. I hope you can hear this. Let's see if you can hear this.
If you don't write Torstai Ryan Rice in Illinois, you're missing out on so much fun. I love his tattoos.
She loves his tattoos. Then we got this one.
Ryan Rice is the sexiest prison pen pal he could ever dream of.
She said you're the sexiest prison pen pal, and I think this one has a nice voice. What's her name? Melody.
Ryan Rice is the most amazing pen pal I could ever dream of. He has a sexy shaved head, and he loves Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift? You love Taylor Swift?
Hey, what can I say? You know, she's an icon.
Oh, man, we'll have to talk about that in a little bit, but how about just fill everybody in, man. Who are you? And what's your story and how, you know, how'd you end up where you're at now?
Oh, well, my name's Ryan Rice. I'm going to be 43 years old here soon. I'm from Rockford, Illinois. I was born and raised there. I'm the normal Midwestern kid growing up. You know, I have a great family. Anything you could ask for, you know, I was a kid that had everything he could want. His parents loved him. To be completely 100% honest, you know, my parents pretty much let me do what I wanted when I was a kid, which it was good and bad. I could have used a little bit more structure as a kid, I guess you could say. But my parents, they mean the absolute best for me, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, going through life, it's sometimes difficult. But I was a product of the Rockford Public School System. I dropped out when I was 16. I just wondered about my life. Actually, with no direction. I did all the testing to get my diploma, but I never completed it.
Why didn't you complete it, do you think?
I guess a lot of my viewing as a kid was fear of accomplishing something. You know, so I would just sabotage myself. And, you know, I pretty much did that throughout my whole younger life. You know, when I have something good, I would subconsciously just destroy it. And
wow.
I chose partying over everything else that was important, including my kids, man. I was fully messed up when I was younger. I got tired of going nowhere fast, so I made an executive decision in my life, and that was to join the U.S. Army. 2 months before my deployment, I got hurt. I had to have the bottom of my spine fused,
and
the Army deemed me unfit for duty.
Oh.
That was a big hit on me, you know. That's
got to be tough, because finally you have something, and you're going to finally accomplish it and follow through, and then they tell you you can't. That's got to be tough.
Yeah, being told that you can't serve your country, you know, it's just, it was devastating to me, you know. And when it, what comes with surgery, you know, I was still recovering from that, and I took a little liking to painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
So there I was, going nowhere fast once again, making poor choices and not living the life that I knew I was meant for. So I had made another executive decision in my life. I quit the painkillers cold turkey. I live with the pain, which over time has gotten a lot better.
I didn't even know you could just quit that cold turkey. That's pretty badass. You can just decide you're going to quit. This is kind of like smoking. It's mind over matter.
It really is, but after that, I felt it was time for another change. I cut off all the casual relationships that I had because they weren't healthy either. I was seeing a woman, and I didn't like where things were heading in that relationship, so I cut it off. She says to me, "If I can't have you, nobody will." And I decided to end it anyways. Weeks later, I'm doing good, working 12 to 14 hours a day. And I pulled in my driveway. There shows the SWAT team. There you have it.
Wow, that's got to freak you out.
I'm now in prison. Oh, it does.
If you guys were living together at the time and I pulled in the driveway, the first thing I think was, oh, my God, I wonder what she did. That crazy girl that, you know, they finally arrested her for all that. And then they're like, what? It's for me.
I was on a break from work, and there I was, you know, had a assault rifle in my face.
That's some scary stuff, man.
Here I am in prison. So I kept up with that mindset that I had made for myself. Even though that all this was going on, I wanted to be a better person. I wanted to excel in life. I wanted to have a purpose. I've gotten my diploma while incarcerated. I'm working on getting my business management course completed, which is awesome. Through Stratford Career Institute. And I'm currently taking a heavy equipment certification through Caterpillar here at Dixon Correctional. I've taken construction management, leadership. The owner of Starbucks has had a program, Howard Schultz. I've taken his course. I'm working on getting college credits.
Yeah, that's such a good, I mean, it's not a good story, but the good part is that, you know, before you're in there, you're doing all the wrong things. And now, I mean, you're so limited in there with what you can do, but it sounds like you've done practically everything possible to benefit yourself.
That I can do.
Yeah. So it's really, I mean, a complete 180 in your mindset of, hey, this life sucks now, but at least I can do everything for myself that I'm able to do. And in some sense, you don't have all the negativity from, I mean, and that sounds crazy, but all the stress and the stuff going on in the free world with the relationship that's bad and this and that. Now you can just like laser focus on, I'm going to get this certificate. Yeah. I'm going to do this course. I'm going to learn about something from Howard Schultz, whatever the case may be. So that's great, man. How long have you been locked up now? How long have you been doing this?
Since 2014.
Okay. So that's coming up
on 12 years. You know, I have a great family structure that has stood by my side through this whole thing. Has never wavered. You know, I've always been there, giving me a supportive hand when I need it. You know, my family has a small real estate business, property management mostly.
Okay.
But I'm making it a personal goal that when I get out, after I get out, that I'm going to grow the business to at least 250 properties and manage and flip homes because I love working with my hands.
Uh-huh.
You know, and another hobby of mine, I've always been a drawer. I tattooed ever since the time I was 18. that's kind of been my downfall and my upfall, I guess you can say.
Right. Yeah. I read somewhere, was it Ink Masters? You're into that? Was it Ink Masters?
Yeah, it's on MTV2. Uh-huh. You know, I love stuff that shows art. I love music.
What,
I can say I'm a well-rounded person when it comes to music.
Yeah.
I love
rock. Taylor Swift and Adele, that's pretty well to go from Adele, you know, never mind, I find someone like you, and then you go into like hard rock, right? Right after that. That's pretty.
Oh yeah, you got to be well-rounded. You got to know, you know, if you don't like a little bit of everything,
yeah.
And
you got to like you got to like a little country, Ryan. Just looking at you, I'm like, this guy has to like some country.
My favorite instrument is the violin. There's just something about the violin and the cello that just, it does something to me on the inside that, you know, that soothes me.
You know what soothes me is...
Rice is the most amazing pen pal I could ever dream of.
That soothes me when I hear that voice.
I could, go a little less AI, you know. you go from... I love accents from the South.
Okay. I got gotcha.
You. Know, it's just something about the Southern.
Right, I can do Ryan Rice. Ryan Rice is the most amazing man. I love him as much as I love my grits.
I guess you could say that.
I can't do it. I can't do it, man. I've lived in California my whole life. I can't do it. I can't do it. I want to get you some real women writing to you because AI, I mean, that's pretty lame. They actually have on Facebook now,
right.
Like for like the desperate people on Facebook, you can download these apps and you get like an AI girlfriend and you can tell her all your problems. And I'm thinking like, this is freaking lame. Like nobody, you know, you don't want an AI girlfriend. So let's get some real women. And I'll give out your address here real quick. It's Ryan Rice, 435-265. And then that's Dixon Correctional Center, 2600 North Brinton Avenue, which is Brinton Avenue, Dixon, Illinois, 61021. But the better way to get in touch with you, and we wanted to talk about this because this is it's a pain in the ass, right? This CoreLinks thing. But once you can figure it out, it makes life so much easier and you can communicate with Ryan like instantly. I mean, I've been doing it from our office here. It's like instant. You get the messages.
It's great once you get the hang of using it, and it's like a process. It's like, do you really want to talk to me? You got to go through the gauntlet, you know, but after that, it's pretty smooth sailing. You know?
You find out, dude, you find out who really, you got to really like Ryan to figure this CoreLinks thing out. But the people that do, anyone that actually messages you, you know, like this is a keeper to help people understand. Cause I know there's some people that they think they've written you, but they haven't, or they think, why hasn't he written me? So you have to go to corelinks.com initially, and you go up to add an inmate to the account, and you enter Illinois, and you enter Ryan Rice, 435-265. That's going to be quick and simple.
Why?
I'm sorry. Why? My writing, dude.
Why
3-5? And I do that sometimes, and I send an envelope, and it looks like a 4, and then they reject it. I'm like, God dang it, that's a Y. All right, Ryan Rice, Y35265. You enter that into CoreLinks, and that's going to pop up like right away, and you click add, and boom, it looks like it's done. Everything's great. But now the second step is you have to find a separate app. It's called CoreLinks Text Chat, which you can get in the app store, whatever you know, Apple or Android, whatever you use. As soon as you install that, using the same info, you know, that you signed up with for the CoreLinks, then, I mean, he's right there. So as soon as you get that app, you'll see Ryan's name on the app on the phone, and you can just start messaging him. But until you get that CoreLinks text chat app, you're just going to sit there and be like, why doesn't this work? Which is what we did for a month.
Right. And I've even had people add me on there, and I guess they don't see my messages. And if they've messaged me, I don't see their messages, but they think that they've actually added me, which, you know, it's got to be frustrating.
You had
it
that.
Really does.
There was like some European woman that added you. Where was she from? Like Ukraine or something?
Yeah.
And
she was from Ukraine.
And she adds you, and then she's probably thinking, like, this freaking jerk hasn't written me yet. What the hell? You know, she doesn't know. So it's just that's the key step. So it's easy. You add you on the, you have to go to corelinks.com.
One minute remaining.
I hear that 1 minute lady, and I just get I get irritated.
You better believe it's irritating, you know, because you get into a conversation and it's like, what now? Now I got to wait.
Yeah, and like I could be telling you, I know
up the whole vibe.
I know you're a fan of like corny jokes and dad jokes, and I could imagine like I'm telling this like really amazing corny dad joke, and I set the joke up, and then I get to the punchline, and right before the punchline, thank you for using
IC Solutions.
What's a fish say when it hits the concrete wall?
What?
Damn.
A little delayed.
Son told me that one.
Hey, a little delayed, but you need a rim shot for that here. Boom. Damn. All right, man, this is good stuff. I'm telling you, like, the ladies out there thinking about what guy should I write? What pen pal should I write? Ryan Rice in Dixon, Illinois is the guy because let's list all the things, right? You're funny. You're talented, right? You're working on making yourself better. You're not just sitting in there being negative and bitching about everything. And you write some good letters. I know you do. I'm sure over the years, you've tried out some of the different pen pal sites out there besides just penpals.buzz. I know, you know, we're awesome, but I like to give shout outs to the other companies that are doing good things. And I just wondered, like, if you could share good or bad experiences from any of those companies or anyone that you have met in the past that's become a good friend or anything at all. I mean, we got Pinnacon and Wire of Hope and Friends for Prisoners and Friends Beyond the Wall and all of them, you know, Ride a Prisoner, of course. There's so many out there. And people always want to know, is that one good? Is this one good? What's your assessment?
Well, to be, you know, 100% honest with you, holding no BS, I'd have to say that you guys are the best. That's being completely honest with you because
I was bracing. I was ready. I was ready for like 100% honest. Right, a prisoner smokes you guys. You know, I was like, I was waiting for it.
Hey, what can I say? You know, I've tried a few other sites. You know, I was always told you should invest in yourself. So that's what I've done.
Yeah,
and I just haven't really had much luck on any of the other sites. You know, Pentagon, Right a Prisoner. You know. I met a few people, but
none of them
wasn't feeling it, you know?
Probably none of them have a podcast to get you on, huh? See, that's what separates us, I think. We've got a podcast going. We communicate with you on Corelink's text chat when we can. I doubt Ride a Prisoner's doing that. In fact, I'm sure they're not.
No.
And then, I don't know, my main goal, and I mean, there's some sites that probably get more visitors than we do, and there's some sites that have more inmates who've signed up, but my goal was just to give people better service than the others. So I wanted to say, hey, if you send us a profile, we're going to get you added within 2 days. We're going to get your answer, your questions answered quickly. Because I remember the days where you'd have to wait. You'd send money to a company. And this is money that, mind you, a lot of these facilities, you're getting paid 20 cents an hour, right? So you're working like months and months to save up $50 and you send it off. And then they wait 7 or 8 months. You don't even hear anything. And you're like, did they just rip me off?
Exactly.
So I just wanted at least, like, maybe we're not bringing you millions of pen pals today, but at least you know, like, we're out here and we're advocating for you and we're going to do what we can to make this work.
Hey, and I truly appreciate what you guys are doing. You know, it's great to know that there are actually people out there that don't just turn their blind eye to us just because of, say, poor choices or mistakes that we've made in life. You know, it's great to know that there are actually good people out there that are willing to take a chance on people like me.
I mean, we've got thousands of people that come to the site and they've signed up, you know, free world people that are looking for pen pals. And there's just so many that they have such good hearts and they want to help and they want to be somebody's friend that needs it. And so many people now, And part of our goal is just to help people realize, you know, in the past, like people might think someone's in prison and they just go to Hannibal Lecter, right? And they imagine this like crazed lunatic, you know, foaming at the mouth in his cell. And people are starting to see from reading through your profile and all the other, you know, profiles on the site, like these are normal people. These are people that had jobs, careers, families, lives. You know, they're not, you know, there's a few bad ones everywhere, but people are starting to see,
oh, yeah,
like,
there's
like, hey, this is not all bad. Like these guys aren't going to, you know, if I find a pen pal, they're not going to break out of prison and murder me. Right. Like that's these misconceptions people have.
It's terrible. Like it's, you know, it makes for great movies, but in real life, it's not what's in the movies, you know. To be honest, this prison, I could say it's almost like being at an old folks' home.
You know, it sucks when you can't leave.
You know, and I wanted to say earlier, you forgot one of my best attributes, you know, and you were naming things about me, you know. I don't know, maybe you just don't see it.
Was it your smile?
No, I'm goofy as hell.
A goofy, that's right. You know, how did I forget?
I'm the goofy guy that just wants to make you laugh.
And I'll give out your info again, Y35265, Dixon Correctional Center, 2600 North Brenton Avenue, Dixon, Illinois, 61021. Or we talked about the whole Corelinks and Corelinks text chat, which you have to get. But they can also send you a message for free. They can send you a message for free, Ryan, through our site, their first message. And we can send you, like, if they want to give their phone number, if you want to skip all the Corelinks and all that, you can just call them directly now, right? And you even have, like, you can call from your own tablet.
And it's free for me to call you.
You're not one of these guys that's like, oh, baby, man, I really want to talk to you. But, man, I need $5 for the phone calls. And, man,
I can tell you one thing. I will never ask you for money because, you know, that's not what's important to me. I have everything I need. What I'm needing is a great friend.
penpals.buzz/inmate/Ryan-Rice, or you can just go to the homepage and search for Ryan Rice and get right to his profile. We've added some information that makes it more clear for how, you know, how to do the whole Corelinks.
It's 15 cents a message on my end, but, you know, hey, think of it's back in the year 2006 and when you were paying for, you know, your text messages, 10 Man. Cents a text message on a prepaid phone.
Man, and I remember the days it was like 25 cents a minute for a phone call. My first girlfriend when I was in college, and I got like a $600 phone bill once, and I was like, holy shit, I talked to her like 2,400 minutes.
It's crazy.
So, I mean, 15 cents is like a sixth or a fifth of the cost of a stamp now. Stamps are ridiculous. And or you can just...
I think it's 90 cents for an envelope here.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Here it's 78, and then they charge you more for the paper it's on, and it's just like... I mean, you imagine we send out flyers to the people that are interested, and we're getting hundreds of requests a day. I mean, we spend hundreds of dollars a day just to send out the postage, and sometimes I think, like, why won't they just send us a self-addressed envelope, man? That would save me so much money, but I want to get them the information.
If you ever noticed, with my correspondence, I always put a self-addressed stamped envelope in with my letter because...
I did notice
that. They have to go to the post office.
And people think, oh, it's just 78 cents. But you think, like, times 300 guys, that's $200. And times 30 days, that's $6,000 or whatever it is. I'm probably not doing the math right, but it's too much freaking money. So I appreciate it.
There's actually a new option through Corelinks here. It's where you can send a voicemail.
Oh, no way.
I don't know anything about it. I just know that there's a phone number that you call and you got to set it up yourself. If you'd like to be able to send me a voicemail with your information.
Ladies, you know, with accents.
You're welcome to do that.
Ladies with accents, send Ryan a voicemail. He wants to hear that southern twang. If it's not some, you know, sexy woman in Alabama, like, who else would you be looking for? Like, what's your ideal?
Well, I'm open to writing anybody, you know. Just because I enjoy an accent doesn't mean you have to have one. You know, I like meeting people all over the U.S. and the world.
Okay.
You know, maybe you can help me learn a second or third language, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to learn Spanish and German, even Russian.
That would be.
I'd like to.
That would be great. Are you looking for more like friends, or are you looking for someone special to settle down with, or
both? Like honestly, I could say it both. It's not looks aren't as important as what's inside. A good conversation, somebody that, as one of my favorite heroes says, I'm looking for somebody to match my crazy.
We've got a few minutes left. I want to hear more about your tattoo interests. I know that's a big thing for you, and I want to know if you can tell the people out there listening now what tattoos you have, and then also what tattoos do you find attractive on a woman, and where on their body would the most attractive tattoo be?
I've got flames on my arms, four-leaf clover. I've got the number 13 because, you know, like Taylor Swift, that's my favorite number. I've got a dragon on me, a little Eastern for good luck. You know, I've got a koi fish on my chest. You know, I've got my last name across my back. I've got like a total of 60, 65 tattoos.
Oh, man.
I even have a handlebar mustache on my hand. So, you know, I can give you the stash. You know what I'm saying?
That's fantastic. You got like the real one going and the tattoo of it you could do.
No, I haven't. I had the real one a while back, but I just couldn't keep up with it. You know, it was just too much maintenance on a daily basis doing nothing around here, you know. So I was like, What's the point? I like my facial hair.
So on a woman, are you, I mean, what are you thinking, like the neck or the legs? Or, I mean, where would be like the ideal tattoo? And would it be something like a heart? Or what are we looking for?
I've always found that on a woman, the little bows on the back of their legs to be very attractive. Any tattoo placed the right way can be sexy on a woman. It makes her stand out, makes her original, and I'm an original type of guy. You know, you'll never find another person like that unless, you know, maybe my dad. My dad's just as goofy as me, you know, but sorry, ladies, he's taken, you know. He's been happily married for going on 50 years now. I dream to find the person that matches my personality, where we just pull off of each other and feed off each other's energy. Let me be your iron, and you be my iron, and let's sharpen each other, you know.
Well said, man. We got a few seconds. Can you give out your info one more time, and then we'll say farewell for this time, but I know you'll be keeping in touch with us, and we will as well.
My name is Ryan M. Rice. My ID number is Y35265. I am at 2600 Britton Avenue in Dixon, Illinois. My zip code is 61021. The phone number for the voicemail service, if you choose to contact me that way, it's 217-426-0499. But I have no idea how to use that. I just know that's an option for us these days. If you choose to...
1 minute remaining.
There we go again with you.
Yeah, before she cuts us off, I think the best way to round this whole thing out, I'm going to ask you a question. Let me get the music going, actually. I'm gonna play a little background music to set this up. Ryan Rice in Dixon, Illinois. What does a fish say when it hits a wall?
Damn.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the PenPals.Buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL.
Damn.
PenPals.Buzz is a division of SnapTura Inmate Services.
Ryan Rice is the most amazing pen pal I could ever dream of. He has a sexy shaved head, and he loves Taylor Swift.
Damn.